Well, good morning, everybody. I spent a few days this past week with some priest friends of mine in Branson, Missouri. My first time to Branson. I went to a lot of different shows, and we had a lot of fun. I almost came back on a horse, but no, it was just beautiful to be there. But this one day, we were out walking, and I happened to notice an interesting sight. It caught my eye. It was this apartment building, and there was a little porch kind of thing coming out of the apartment on the second or third floor. And I looked out there on that porch, and I just happened to see this potted plant. And it was kind of tall, but it was all deadly looking. But what was funny about the scene was that there was a watering can right next to it. And I thought, how interesting is this? Because all that needs to happen is that the water from the can needs to get onto the plant. A potted plant needs daily watering. And then I got to thinking about how isn't that an image of the soul? Our souls need daily watering. They need a daily diet. Our first reading in our psalm, God is talking about how he wants to water us. He wants to water us. And otherwise we could become like a dead, our souls begin to wither and so forth. But the great news is that the Catholic Church is this just like endless watering can. And all we got to do is let God water us, you know. And remember I was reading Deuteronomy chapter 29 a few days ago in my holy hour. And it's the speech that Moses gives to the Israelites. He has guided them through the desert for 40 years, and now they are within eyesight of the promised land. And they're right there at the Jordan River. It's the last thing they got to do is go through the river and go to the promised land. Of course, Moses doesn't get to bring them there. It's Joshua. But Moses is there with them. He brings them right there before he dies. And he gives this beautiful speech in Deuteronomy chapter 29. Where he says, look, whatever happens in there, in the promised land, promise that you'll stick with God. Because there's all kinds of idol worship, all kinds of things like that going on in the promised land. And whatever those idols promise you, don't listen to them. It's empty lies. Be faithful. Stick to the covenant. Be faithful to God. Remember when you get in there, that for 40 years we went through the desert without food and water, but God kept us alive. And in the speech he says, even our sandals haven't worn out after 40 years of walking in the desert. And he says, we faced the Egyptian army that was undefeated. And that army, we had nothing to defend ourselves with. But not a one of us died in that, because God delivered us. Remember that when you get to the promised land. It's a great speech. And all the people, the Israelites, said, wow, Moses, we feel great. That was a great speech, Moses. That was a great speech. We feel so motivated. We're so inspired. That's exactly what we do, what we want to do. When we get to the promised land, we're going to be faithful to God. We're not going to go to those idols. Great speech, Moses. They get to the promised land. It doesn't take too long. They fall into idol worship. Why? Because they didn't read the transcript of the speech every day or regularly. They listened to it once. They were watered once. But then they didn't renew it. And I just feel like that's the case with us. Why do we need to read our Bibles every day? Because it's the Word of God. We need to be watered with the Word of God every day. You may say, oh my gosh, I've heard this thing a thousand times. Well, we need to hear it 2,000 times, you know? And people say, I got to go to Mass every weekend. Because here is the only place where we are watered with the Blessed Sacrament, where it's like Miracle-Gro. This soil, Jesus waters us with himself. And then the soil in our hearts is rich and deep and beautiful. And that way, when we get our God moments, which, by the way, we have 1,000 God moments every day, you get a God moment, God throws a little seed into your life, which he throws thousands of seeds. But guess what? Because our hearts are watered, our soil is rich and fertile, and that will, those seeds will germinate. But a person who doesn't read the Bible, who doesn't go to Mass, who doesn't go to confession, who doesn't do holy hours, who doesn't have a life of prayer, a life of service, all of those things, the terrain of the heart is what God says in the gospel. I found it gross. God says, the hearts of these people is gross. Because I'm trying to water, but they won't let me. They won't let me water them. And their hearts are gross because of it. And all of these different seeds that I'm throwing into their life, these God moments I'm giving them, that just like in one ear, out the other. They have ears, but they don't hear a thing. They have eyes, they don't see a thing. But we must be like this plant. The day there's a watering can right here, and it's an endless watering can of our beautiful church. And we have to let it water our hearts so that the soil is good and ready for the thousands of God moments we have every day. They will be little seeds that go in there, and they will germinate and they will be fruitful, not just for the salvation of our own souls, but the souls of those around us who depend on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.